Postcards from the United States Postal Service are arriving in mailboxes. They remind voters to plan ahead if they intend to vote by mail in November. And that might be confusing to a lot of people here in Washington State. Let's begin with Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins.
The postcard urges people to request their mail-in ballot at least 15 days before Election Day. But in Washington, ballots are automatically mailed to registered voters at least 18 days before the election. That's because Washington is an all-vote-by-mail state. In a statement, the Secretary of State's office says it was not made aware of this mailer or its content in advance. Voters in Washington do not need to request a ballot, the statement says. However, voters are urged to check to ensure their registration and address are up to date. You can do that by visiting votewa.gov. And once you submit your ballot later this fall, you can use that website to track the status of your ballot to make sure it's counted.
Austin Jenkins reporting from Olympia there. County election administrators are also reminding the public that everyone who's registered will automatically get a ballot. And they say the blanket approach from the Postal Service in telling people to request one is not helping.
What that results in is a flurry of phone calls and emails and correspondence to our offices.
That's Julie Anderson, the Pierce County Auditor. She says the Postal Service probably had very good intentions, but the message that might be helpful to voters in states that don't have universal mail-in voting turns out just to be confusing here.
And it's not just the post office postcard. We've been getting requests for absentee ballots for about 2 weeks now. So there are partisan newsletters and communication channels that are giving the exact same message. So it's not just the Postal Service that is using this broad brush approach and misinforming the Washington state voters.
I don't want to ask you to speak beyond the scope of your office in Pierce County, but I would imagine that your counterparts in Washington's 38 other counties have very similar situations that they're addressing.
Oh, yes. No, we talk all the time as a group of 39 counties, and they're all of the same mind and feeling the same way. So there are two positive things out of this. One is it's a great opportunity to remind people to check their voter registration and be prepared for the election. And then two, if you follow the links that the USPS sent out on that postcard, you're taken to their web pages that talk about their stance on vote by mail and delivering ballots. And it's very positive. And it is very clear to me reading that page that they want to assure the American public that they will mail out and deliver ballots with the highest degree of integrity and energy. They treat this as very important mail and a core to their duty. And it has the kind of tone that I experience in all the mail carriers I meet. They are excited to do a good job for voters and for the state and the country, and they're highly capable and they'll get it done. They're wonderful election partners.
I want to ask you about just the confidence in the election process overall, as we see national figures, namely the president, decry mail-in voting. Are you concerned as we head toward November about further erosion of confidence in the process?
I'm not concerned. Our voters know how to use vote by mail. They find it very easy. There's a high confidence level in our voters and our election system. So we have a good foundation that is not going to be eroded by daily tweets. However, it is going to create noise. And it's going to generate calls and questions that, again, take us away from our most basic duties. And that's just par for the course, Ed. I mean, that's what being an election administrator in a presidential election year means. We see it every 4 years. So we're up for it. But we don't see an erosion of trust in our voters. And the people that are alarmed by secondhand information that they're seeing nationally or from relatives across the country, we're able to address those, and it's a good opportunity for education.
Pierce County Auditor Julie Anderson there speaking with me earlier today. In Washington State, voters will, again, automatically receive a ballot at the address where they're registered. In Washington, you can register online and by mail until October 26th or in person through Election Day. To learn more or to check on your voter registration, visit votewa.gov.